to protect. Brought to you by Midlands 103, the IBI, and funded by Commissioning the Man with a television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
On this week's Hours to Protect, we look at ash dieback, which is a serious disease of ash trees caused by an invasive fungal pathogen. It came to Europe from Asia in the early 1990s. Chagas says it was first detected in the Republic of Ireland in October 2012 on plants imported from continental Europe, but is now prevalent throughout most of the island of Ireland and is likely to cause the death of the majority of ash trees over the next two decades. The disease can affect ash trees of any age and in any setting, and it can be fatal, especially among younger trees. Fianna Fáil TD Jackie Cahill says the issue has been ongoing for over a decade and believes farmers have been left waiting long enough for compensation.
It's over 10 years now since ash dieback was discovered in this country. And for the unfortunate 16,000 hectares of land that attracted grant aid, unfortunately, those farmers now have rubble instead of a profitable crop to harvest. And whoever is to blame for ash dieback, it most definitely is not the farmer.
An independent review of the Department of Agriculture's response to ash dieback disease was established by Minister of State and Offaly's Pippa Hackett in June of this year. The review group comprised of Dr. Matthew Crowe, Jerry Grant and Joe O'Hara. They found there is a sense of deep loss and anxiety among ash plantation workers. Green Party Senator Hackett says the impact of ash dieback has been painful and distressing.
Well, there are quite a number of, there's 13 recommendations in total. Quite a number of those are already in hand. We can deal with them. There are, however, three recommendations which will really depend on us engaging with the European Commission again, and will have to be assessed within the parameters of the state aid rules at the EU level. So that's what we really have to act on now. So really it's my job now to work with my officials in the department to come up with a state aid compliant mechanism through which we can offer further supports to farmers affected by ash dieback.
However, as the report has only just been published, she says it's unlikely there will be any announcement in relation to supports in next week's budget.
I'm going to be a couple of weeks with the implementation plan. We've only just published this report, so it's probably going to sit outside of the budget negotiations. But my intent still is to put in place something that will address this issue once and for all. Those three recommendations are around financial supports in their different guises. So we'll have to assess how we can work within the state aid rules to deliver on those. And it's something I really want to do, and it's something I intend to do. But we do need a number of weeks now just to tease those out with the European Commission and to come up with an implementation plan, which I want to come up with in the next couple of weeks, which I will bring back to Cabinet. And that plan will address all of the report's recommendations.
Leitrim's Francie Gorman is the IFA South Leinster Regional Chairman, and he says that this report is welcomed.
This report fully justifies the forestry owners, all forestry owners' position and IFA's position on this. We want a simplified process for allowing the clearance of sites. We want to see all the costs of site clearance covered. We want to see up-to-date payments for farmers based on current rates. And we want to see a once-off payment to compensate farmers for the mess that this has been left in since 2018. This one issue has done more to damage the confidence of farmers who might consider planting their land. And it's got to be dealt with properly now, or that confidence will never be restored. People have lost thousands and thousands out of this. And they've become very, very frustrated and very, very disgruntled with the whole forestry process. And as I said earlier, it's done more to damage the confidence of farmers in farm forestry than any other single issue. And the government need to implement the recommendations of this report fully, or else that confidence will never be restored.
Minister Hackett accepts there is a need to rebuild confidence in the sector and wants farmers to get involved in forestry. A new 1.3 billion forest programme is being advertised with the tagline, "It pays to plant a forest." However, Leitrim's Michael McAvoy is from the Farm Forestry Producers Group. He believes the state response has been ineffective since 2018.
Effectively, for the past 5 years, we've been sitting on our hands with regard to ash dieback. And the sooner we get up and running with regard to giving farmers some level of compensation to clear the dead ash and salvage what they can out of it, which they haven't been able to do for the past 5 years, then there will be the opportunity to get involved in the new programme. Now, what level of compensation could compensate those farmers? I just don't know. And I don't know if they, if the recommendations, at least if they're put into effect, they might go some way towards helping those farmers involved. Like, we are talking about a lot of farmers with small acreages of ash. That's the only thing. Like, you know, the ash wasn't, I'd say 90% of farmers have less than 6 acres of ash, but there are a lot of farmers involved in it because there was 700 hectares a year planted between the period 1990 and 2012 when we stopped planting ash.
And you can find out more about Ash Dieback on ourstoprotect.ie or on midlands103.com.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Midlands 103, the IBI, and funded by Commission the Man with a television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.